Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, greetings. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. It occurred to me, we've done probably over 500 shows of radio wellness. And the reason it occurred to me was, I'm your host, Scott, by the way. Maria's doing something else. The reason it occurred to me that we've done over 500 shows was we have a show that we've never done before. And, you know, like every September is recovery month, and we get interesting new topical alcohol and drug shows. But we've done lots of alcohol and drug shows. We've done shows on almost every category of major mental health disorder. We've done shows on all the evidence-based treatments that we offer. We've done shows that specialize on our clinics. A lot of shows on trauma. Trauma is one of the bigger impactful things in our community, So we stay abreast of trauma, and then we bring as much trauma, good trauma shows as we can. This is a different show, and I was kind of waking up this morning getting ready for the show, and I was like, you know what? We've done 500 shows, and I don't think I've ever said one of the words that we'll say today on the show. It's a very interesting word, and this is a very interesting show. So stay tuned. We're going to jump right in right now, and welcome aboard. So we are talking today to Julie Gregory. Julie is the author of a book called Sickened, which is her story. And I'm not going to foreshadow too much other than to welcome Julie aboard. Welcome aboard, Julie.
Hi, thanks, guys.
Thank you for coming aboard. As I was saying, you know, trauma is a big deal for our community because we've got so much poverty here. We've got immigration trauma. We've got economic trauma. We've got lots of it's 110 degrees plus here for months long in the summer. That's its own little form of trauma. But your story is a story that is much more immediate, much more poignant, and I think there's some stuff our community can learn from your story. Where do you want to jump in? I mean, let's tell your story, and it starts very young in your life.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think that a good place to start is really with one of my first memories, and I was living in Phoenix, Arizona. I was probably around 4 years old, and my mom said, "Honey, do you want the suckers?" Well, I'm 4, and yeah, I love the suckers.
Suckers sound good.
My mom reaches in her purse and pulls out the suckers for me, and I take one, put it in my mouth, and I get that immediate metallic zolt on my tongue that just, you know, races like fire in my mouth, you know? And then I crunch the sucker off the stick, and I swallow it. And, I toss the stick, and I have another sucker. And I wouldn't be until years later that I realized the suckers that my mom gave me were actually sulfur tip matches. So that's what she called suckers, and she kept them in her purse, and sometimes she'd have me finish a whole pack. So that was really some early memories in 4. And then it just sort of unpacked itself from there.
Just that in itself begins to just almost be horrifying in terms of how something like that could happen. But I think almost as interesting as this is 4-year-olds don't know that suckers aren't matches.
They don't know that at all, and that's a super amazing point about what we're going to talk about today, is that the kids that this type of abuse happens to, they don't have any point of reference. It's impossible for them to get the distance to see what's happened to them. And it thwarts their healing, and it thwarts them. So there's special things that they have to do when they finally protect a child, to just help them to reference.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.